Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Right Reality Podcast. My name is Steven.
And my name is Mixie. We are here to talk about life and whatnot. We're back again for another one. I am very excited about this episode because we are going to finally talk about a show that Steven and I have been watching bits and pieces of, but we're both finally done with it, McBee Dynasty.
Woo, baby, baby. Let's go.
Boy, is it a show to talk about.
It really is. At first, I was very opposed to watching this show. I wanted nothing to do with it. And then it kind of finds its groove for a little bit with you, and you're like, start becoming weirdly invested. And then I'm like, I don't want to be invested in all these people. But it finds a way of entertaining you, disgusting you, and just making you really question, why did I need this show? But I did.
Yeah, it's giving early 2000s type of reality TV that we've been asking for. Just things that you cannot believe that people willingly put on television. And they did it every episode. So I am so excited to discuss that with you. And then I think we have some other fun stuff to talk about, too.
We do have two other things to discuss. So McBee Dynasty will be the last thing that we discuss. So if you haven't watched it yet, you can come back to this. We'll see if I remember to put a timestamp in there for you so you can go back later. I probably won't. Whatever. Sorry.
We'll see what
about
happens.
But we're here. We're providing you some fresh content, some great takes. Mm-hmm. And Mixie, I want to start with something that I've been feeling for a while.
You give me so much anxiety before we record. Steven's like, there's stuff I want to talk to you about, but I can't tell you. And then my brain just goes like, what is it? And my stomach's in my asshole, and I'm scared shitless. So please spit it out. Go ahead.
This is what Mixie's like at work, everybody. When she gets an email from a client, and he's like, hey, can we jump on a call? Total spiral. What do they want to talk about? Are they not happy? Did I send the stuff? They have everything? Why would they do this? Tell me what you want. Why can't this be in an email? Just all of those thoughts simultaneously.
And then I get on the phone. Hi, how are you? How's your Tuesday going?
If you think you have two different voices at work.
Yeah, you don't know.
You have no clue. For walking into that conference room to what I hear through the wall in the conference room. Two different people.
Dual personalities.
Like 1 to 2 very select clients.
Yeah, they're cool.
Co-signed. Yeah. They're cool people. We love them very much.
Yes, we do.
We love the people working there. All the other ones, not so much. So, okay, this is not work related. It's not personal to you at all. So I'll let you breathe for a moment.
Okay. Have a sip of water then.
Have a sip of water. What are we doing with appetizers? We got to cut this fucking nonsense out. We gotta cut this nonsense out with appetizers.
What do you mean? Because I'm gonna get mad if you're trying to get rid of appetizers. That? No, Steven.
Did I say anything?
But your face said maybe. Your face gave me a maybe. Give me your spiel, and I will respond. Go ahead.
My face maybe gave you a maybe to get that reaction out of you because I'm really good at this now. I don't want to get rid of appetizers. I want to refine appetizers to be actual appetizers, and I need us to rein in the prices on appetizers because this is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Appetizers costing basically the same amount as an entree, you should lose your business license. Just lose it. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have to submit their menus to some sort of governmental agency. I will take it up. And if I review it and I go, you're trying to charge $12.99 for some mozzarella sticks. How many mozzarella sticks does this table get? And they go, 5. I go, no business license. Shut it down.
That I will fully agree with. I don't feel as strongly. Well, I get mad about appetizers when it's price the way that it is, and then everybody, like, you're sitting at a table with 3 other people, so there's 4 of you, and everybody gets one thing, like one piece of it. No, I want a spread. You're giving me enough to go in at least for 3 pieces of whatever it is, at least, and that's what it should be. What I get mad at is when they put like entrees as appetizers. In my opinion, wings are an entree. They are not an appetizer.
Thank you.
And then don't look at me when I'm like, I want the wings, but as a meal. And they're like, ugh. Like, they're so annoyed that I'm going off script.
Yeah.
You fucked up the script. You wrote the script wrong. I'm in here editing your fucked up script. Okay?
Yes.
Wings are not an appetizer. They're
not.
You
know it's also not an appetizer? Quesadillas. Stop putting them under that section. That's a full-ass meal.
Yes.
That's a full-ass meal. Chicken quesadilla, $13.99 appetizer. Move it to a separate section, motherfuckers.
Yes.
Wings, not an appetizer.
Not an appetizer.
Boneless wings, also not an appetizer, unless I'm only going to get like six of them. But nobody's ordering six boneless wings.
But again, then we're back to the problem of yes. If we got boneless wings for the table, which I just, that doesn't make sense to me. That isn't how it works, unless you're at B-dubs and you're getting a fuck ton of wings and everybody's trying everybody else's wings, fine. Outside of that, you're not ordering like chips and guacamole and then wings for the table. That's not how that works.
Thank you. Nachos appetizer. There's enough for everybody.
Yes.
Six mozzarella sticks.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
We need to be in double digits on that kind of stuff.
Thank you very much.
Same with like mac and cheese bites. That shit gets me really mad is mac
Get
and cheese
the
bites.
Mac and cheese bites are one of the dumbest things I've ever seen created.
Don't do that. They're delicious. But what I will get mad about is when they give me four of them for a table of four and I have to eat tiny little bites to enjoy it.
That's the point. Every appetizer should say how many things I'm getting.
I like that. I like that. You're fixing the world right now. I think that all of the problems in the world would go away if we fixed the appetizer menus.
Agreed. 100% agree. Mm-hmm. We gotta put the amount on everything. You want to say chicken wings under the appetizer menu? It
Illegal.
Has to have the amount of wings. I should not have to ask the waitress, hey, the chicken wings here, like, how many wings? And they go, you know what they always say? It kind of depends. No, it doesn't. It doesn't depend. It does not depend. You know where it doesn't depend? Every other wing restaurant on the face of the earth where you order by the amount of wings.
That's
they
insane.
Don't go, it depends. It depends on what the chef's feeling like and how big and small they're at.
Hold on. That's like call the Better Business Bureau. You can't not know how many wings you're getting.
It's unbelievable.
Like in the back, just like for them inventory-wise, they need to be knowing what they're doing.
If like Sam's working, it's eight. If Lisa's working, it's four. Like what the fuck?
My issue with restaurants, we're just going to get into this now.
Sure.
When you are shopping online for clothes, they don't just say red shirt. There is a photo of the red shirt.
Agreed so much.
So why, if I'm eating something, would it just say, just put a picture, just make it a fucking list, thing, photo. It's not hard. Why are you picking two of them? I bet whatever two you pick are the ones people are getting because they could see what they're getting.
Yeah. And also they're the ones where you're not skimping on the portion. They're not putting a photo of the mac and cheese balls where there's three of them in the fucking thing and then having the absolute fucking cojones to say that that's $12. So $4 per mac and cheese ball? Hey, how about you lose your business license for this type of insane logic?
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to hear anymore, the photos. It's 2024.
Yep. It's not hard.
Just take a fucking photo.
It's
just
not
bring
hard.
Them all out. Take a photo. Put them on your online order menu. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be art directed. Okay?
Nope. Just
they don't.
Just get two pieces of white printer paper. Put one on the table and one against the wall. Photo. Plate. Photo. Plate. Photo. Do you have a phone? Yes, everyone has one. Take a photo of it.
It's lunacy. Every place that I go that's new, I look on Yelp. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. I'm sitting there at the restaurant looking on Yelp to realize, does this actually look good?
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be like, chicken sandwich? And I look at the chicken and I can't see the chicken on the bun, Or is the chicken like extending out from the bun? And I go, oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yep.
We eat with our eyes first. Mm-hmm. I don't know how restaurants don't notice this. They don't seem to care mm-hmm. because they are willing to give you bread for free. But God forbid anything else other than bread, we're charging you $20 for as an yes. appetizer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's lunacy. I just the appetizer thing drives me crazy. Also, I love soup. I'm going to make this one quick. I love soup.
You know I love soup.
I know you do, too.
Two little soup sluts over here. Dirty little soup whores. There was a period of time I was eating matzo ball soup every other day. And I would have eaten it every day if Chase didn't literally tell me he was going to end things with me if I didn't stop.
When Mixie lived in New York, I'd message her. I'd be like, are you eating today? She's like, I just ordered matzo ball soup. I'm like, isn't that what you got yesterday? And I think her literal quote was, leave me alone, Steven.
I said, and the problem is?
Something like that. Leave me alone, Steven. Soup can't be this expensive on restaurant menus either, okay? Like, it just can't. It just, we know what you're doing to make soup, okay? We know how you're making soup. Mm-hmm. Broccoli cheese soup? Not $8, okay?
Nope.
A cup of broccoli cheese soup should not
their
be...
Their cups, also, the cups are starting to be like 3 spoonfuls.
This is all the point. And they're like, oh, I wonder why people aren't eating out as much anymore. You know, I wonder why they're not... what they do all these things. Why do they not want to come to our Applebee's no more?
But then they think that it's okay because they put the littlest tiny cup on a platter and then put like 8 packs of saltines on it.
Yeah.
Just, and they're like, that'll do it.
That'll do it. That they'll be fine with that. Who am I, an old man in a Jewish deli? I need crackers to go with my soup? No.
Yeah, no.
I don't need the crackers. You're ordering crackers for soup? Stop. Stop. Just stop. But my old reliable, when I used to go out, Mom LaFrank can co-sign. I used to eat the fuck out of some French onion soup nearly every time we went out. If it was on a menu, I was getting it. But I was getting it because it was like $5-6.
Yeah.
I have yet to see a French onion soup since I've like in the past, I don't know, 3-4 years, that's like under $11.
And again, it's a cup. If you get a bowl, it's like 18, 19.
And if you go to some like fancy like steakhouse, I was looking at a menu yesterday because we're going to Palm Springs probably as this audio is coming out. At this restaurant, the French onion soup was $25. Do I get a massage?
Go to jail.
The French onion soup?
You get to pick your onions. you get to shoot the cheese yourself with the torch. You get to decide how.
Lord insane. Of mercy. It's insane. Just here's
they
an
come
idea.
Out with a briefcase of spoons to choose from.
And I know there's people listening right now. Well, if you didn't have to pay all your people that much money, it's like, no, that's not how this works, guys. No. It's not that, okay? They keep raising the prices because they want to fuck us, okay? Let's just call it what it is.
They like us bent over. They do.
Yeah. And great for you. They've done a real good marketing job that you think it's all some political reason or that we're paying the employees too much and that's why they have to keep raping us. They've really sold that and they're like, these fucking idiots believe that we're not just raping them. You know? Yeah. What a great job.
I'm glad we brought this up. I didn't realize I was this mad about it.
Whew, man, I'm glad I got that through. I really hope people comment and message us in the hotties or during that video on YouTube and go, please, like this is the appetizer I love, but I'm done paying, you know, $12 for mm-hmm. some fucking mozzarella. Also, I don't want to get, maybe we can have another discussion at some point about absolutely insane appetizer choices because there's either way too many or far too little. Far
yeah.
too little.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's no happy medium.
I want to do some research on this.
Yeah, we need
to get
some...
I feel like my brain is mush right now, but I feel like I've gotten mad about this specific thing on numerous occasions.
Okay. Part two.
I'm scared. Now this...
Part two. I respectfully have to ask if we can do something right now.
Well, I need to know what it is before I can answer that question. Is it you paying me because they still haven't come out with Bachelor Paradise? But they did announce a release date for The Bachelorette, which would be when Paradise would be airing. And that means that Paradise isn't coming out. But that's fine. Continue.
It's not at all what it is. And I believe if you look at last year's schedule, it's pretty much the same time. Neither the point. I think we need to revisit the Rat Game. I, last night, changed my mind on something.
Oh, I know. Can I guess?
You definitely know what it is. Go ahead.
It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is the number one draft pick. She is Infinity, and Taylor Swift is Infinity minus one.
Oh.
There's been a new change. Dua Lipa was on SNL last night.
I don't know if we can go. I need to check the rat rules.
There's no rules to the rat game. We had a 20-minute discussion off air about the rules of the rat game. And it was basically there are no rules.
There are a lot of rules, okay? This is a very well-thought-out thing that didn't just, like, come out of nowhere and was thrown together. That would be insane. I don't know. I'm gonna need to talk to the rat community.
Rat community?
Yeah.
The Royal Rat Committee.
The court? The rat court. I'm gonna have to take it to rat court.
Rat court.
And see where the team lies because I'm gonna have to align with the team. Synergize.
You have to get on the same page, align. If you could spearhead that for me, that'd be great.
I will spearhead.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, she was hosting a musical guest on SNL
last night. I saw the video you posted. I also saw my girl, dream guest of my podcast.
They made fun of JoJo Siwa. It was great. I took a photo. I sent it to Mixie. Mixie, all day, every day at work, says that line multiple times.
I invented this. I was...
Keep going. Give the people what they want. Ladies and
What's
gentlemen.
Up, guys? It's JoJo Siwa. Check out my trailer.
JoJo Siwa has joined us on this episode of The Right Reality. Welcome, JoJo Siwa. Thank you very much.
I'm so excited to be here, guys.
If you could.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. I wasn't ready to tell everybody about the bad things I did, but then I was like, I could tell them now. Dream guest on my podcast. Oh.
Thanks for joining us, JoJo. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming by. Can we use your car one time, please? Thank you.
Karma's a bitch. Sorry, making fun of JoJo Siwa is quite possibly the best thing to come out of this year so far. I really think.
It's up there. It's definitely up there.
The amount of JoJo Siwa, Karma's a bitch costumes we're gonna see this year at Halloween.
God.
There won't be enough.
Everybody should be it. Like, if you're having a party this year, if you're hosting a Halloween party, I think the theme should just be JoJo Siwa.
I think that's
all have
beautiful.
To come dressed as JoJo Siwa.
That's exactly what it should be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So start booking your professional makeup artist, everybody.
Yeah. And did you hear about the updates on Gypsy Rose?
Pass. Although people did like you doing her voice.
Well, she is now seeing everybody for the updates. She got a new nose. She's on a high right now. Nothing can bring me down. The D is fire, except for that D wasn't fire. But now she's back with the guy that proposed to her while she was in jail, that she called it off while in jail to get with ex-husband. Now she's done with ex-husband. She's with ex-fiance and she's newly in love and everything's great. She's on a high right now. I'm just figuring myself out. I'm going to do me.
Yeah. And I am still looking. So makes me feel real good. Makes
do you want, hey, slide good. Into Gypsy Rose's DMs.
No, I'm not
she
that
seems
bad
to be
off.
Bouncing through men. No hate, no shade. You do you, girl.
Do you, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Yes, but to get back to the main point, I need to change my thought. Dua Lipa is now the number one draft pick. And honestly,
she should have been there from the beginning.
She should have been there
you
from
were
the beginning.
Blinded. You were blinded by the title of Taylor Swift.
I was watching the fits and just like how she dances.
Yeah.
And her just overall, like the exotic look, but also like not too exotic look of mm-hmm. of Dua Lipa and the accent.
She's so
it's
hot.
Unbelievable. She is. I have to say, I'm pretty sure she's the hottest woman on the planet.
I would also, you know, now that we're talking about hot women, I want to state this for the record. Recently, people have been aggressively jumping on the Anne Hathaway train. I have been Team Anne Hathaway from the beginning. I feel like she was in like a Nickelback phase at one point where it was like fun to hate her. Everybody was like, am I misremembering? But I do feel like there was this point in time where we all were supposed to not like Anne Hathaway. She is a queen. She is an icon. The amount of incredible movies that she's done, this new one that just came out, I kind of want to watch it. I've heard that it's pretty good. And she, all of like the shots I've seen of her, like the trailer and stuff, so she is breathtaking.
Hottest. She's, I've always been on a pro Anne Hathaway is smoking hot train.
Yeah.
And people just think I'm crazy. I'm like, you know who's underrated? Anne Hathaway. They're like, really? I'm like, have you seen her?
Okay, so
her
you agree with me that there has been this like thing in our culture that like she's not that good.
And I don't know they're talking about. They're wrong. They're wrong. I just think they thought maybe we were getting too much of Anne Hathaway at one point, and it was like, oh, she gets to host the Oscars and her and James Franco fucked it up, so now we have to hate Anne Hathaway. I still have eyeballs. She's still an absolute baddie.
I mean, I don't remember that, and I don't understand how her and James Franco can fuck anything up. Just have them stand there in silence. Who gives a shit?
I'll have you watch the Oscars and then you
can tell. Oh, cool.
She's hot. I've seen clips and just like their little, like, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I had to go relook to make sure Anne Hathaway got remarried, and she did. So I was like,
she did? Okay.
Yeah.
I also want to, now that we're talking about movies, I want to see Challenger too. But I think that's like a polyamorous thing.
100%. The whole thing on SNL last night was like, you tricked me into thinking this movie was about tennis. And basically, the whole movie is basically about Zendaya just trying to get a three-way the entire movie.
That sounds like a great movie. What's the problem?
People are like, I went because I thought it was going to be like a little hot tennis movie with Zendaya. They're like, no, it was basically like light erotica. Them trying to like hook up, but there was not enough erotica for me.
See, I'm getting mad. Let's talk about movie industry real quick, and then we can move to McDynasty, McQuestions. I am getting very mad at trailers because obviously trailers have always been a thing that's supposed to get you like excited for the movie, right?
Yeah.
Now they're just marketing. Fucking lying to us.
Lying.
You're telling me that Challengers is basically no tennis and all polyamorous relationships.
No. There's
probably
tennis. There's tennis.
But if you watch the trailer, you would have thought it's at the least 50-50. I would have thought it was mostly tennis with some like 3 or 4 sex scenes in it, but it's seeming like that's not the case.
I have not seen the movie, and I do not want to be the person who's like, oh, I've seen the movie, this is what happens.
If SNL's like going that hard on it, we can safely assume, and correct us in the comments if we are incorrect, but we can safely assume that that's the case, right?
There was one movie critic who came out and said, I walked out of the theater because I thought this was like an incredibly horrific movie for them to put Zendaya in. How dare they do this to her? Well, and then somebody else was like, this is great. This is like the type of sexy rom-com we need. And I'm like, I don't know who to believe. We're usually on the same page. I'm going to do something real quick. I'm going to pull up Rotten Tomatoes score.
Well, I'll keep going on my rant here because it started to me, and maybe it's been happening earlier, but the Mean Girls movie that came out, they were not clear that it was a musical. There was like a musical note in the title and they were like, it said the musical like very smallly. But why are we making a trailer for a musical and not showcasing that it's a musical? If Les Mis...
I'll tell you why.
Oh, I know why. This is where I'm getting to.
You...
I know.
The trailer is for you.
If?
The trailer is for you.
Let me stay on track here. Recently, I saw the new Joker trailer.
Yes.
which I am super excited for. The last one was incredible. It was forever ago. I've been waiting for this. I'm super excited for it. Did you know it's a musical?
Not by the trailer, but I know enough about what they're trying to do with it that I did kind of learn that there's going to be a bunch of songs in it. Not a traditional musical.
Why? People don't like musicals. They go to
why do you cast Lady Gaga if not?
Sure, have her sing a song or two. That's different than a musical. And the fact that they're hiding the fact that it's a musical means they know they shouldn't have made it a musical.
Yeah.
So why are you making it a musical?
Yeah. Because musicals people don't want to go theater. People don't want to go see it.
People want to see the fucking Dark Knight. What are you talking about? This has been like in the works for years. How long has it been since what they shot that?
Oh, Joker? The new Joker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's recent. That's a recent shoot. That's like, that's been shot
but
since COVID.
But when did it end? From the time that that movie came out, that shit was huge when that movie came out. It's got to be at least 8-10 years since that movie came out.
How long do you think time is?
Easily. When did that movie come out?
What year? Okay, don't look. What year do you think Joker came out?
I'm going to guess 2016.
Incorrect.
When did it come out?
October 2019.
That's still a long time.
It's 5 years.
5 years for a sequel is a good amount of time.
We were
shut down
for about
a year. And they decided to make it a musical? A musical?
A musical, yeah.
Why?
Because he can do what he wants now.
If they're hiding it,
I don't think they should hide it. That is the hiding of musicals is ridiculous. Also, the fact that people were like, oh, I'll go watch Mean Girls because I liked the first one. And why did they put Renee Rapp in it when she was the star on Broadway? How would I not think this is a musical when they're releasing songs from the movie? And you just think that, like, what movie just will, like, have one song in it? None. They don't do that. It's the whole fucking thing. And then they used the exact same lines from the original.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between like a soundtrack to a movie where there's music playing in the background versus people singing 85% of the movie.
Yeah,
those are two different things.
Yeah.
When the music was coming out, when Meg Thee Stallion dropped her music for Mean Girls and Renee Rapp did and all these other people did, sure. That's a normal thing that happens with movies. There's soundtracks that go with them.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is it a musical? Why the fuck?
Because
is
it was
Joker
a musical on Broadway and it was very successful. And they thought, oh, we'll make a movie of
but
that.
But they don't hide it.
Yeah. It should have been the trailer should have been
infuriating
the songs. But they do that because they know historically people do not like to watch musicals. So they hide it.
Then why did they make it a musical, Steven? If they know people don't like musicals, why are they making musicals?
And then hiding
that it's a musical.
That I don't know. How much money did it make? I'll tell you right now why they did it. I bet you. What do you think the total box office was?
Oh, I'm so bad at this shit. I think that they broke even.
Domestically, it made $72 million.
That seems kind of low.
$72 million. Now,
does that not surprise you that it's not at least like 100 mil? With the names they had on that? Like,
yeah,
the-
but for the generation who was into the original Mean Girls, which is our generation, I can't really say I knew who Renee Rapp was. I was aware of her. But Renee Rapp is like two generations behind me in terms of like her fandom.
So I think
they were trying to basically remake the exact same movie, which they did because it's the same lines, but do it for the younger generation with their people.
And
so I'm looking right now.
So the Joker's for the...
It is the eighth highest grossing movie of this year.
That's because movies have sucked recently. But Dune probably crushed that.
$281 million.
You know what Dune wasn't?
A musical.
That's correct.
Kung Fu Panda. Guess how much Kung Fu Panda
did
made.
Kung Fu Panda beat Mean Girls?
Kung Fu Panda made $188 million so far.
Honestly, that's all you need to see. An animated panda kicking and punching beat a whole ass fucking musical. Stop making musicals. Just stop making musicals. Or make one a year and make it clear. Make it so obvious. Do a Phantom of the Opera movie. Okay, obviously that's a musical.
We'll move on.
Side rant. Sorry.
It's all right. Listen, I agree with you. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a movie trailer editor. That was like my part of my dream was to do that. Then I realized you had to be like the top 1% of 1%. Like it is a very specific skill.
I'm sure.
It is very, very tough. As a matter of fact, I think somebody sued. A couple guys sued a movie company recently over the fact that Ana de Armas was in a trailer for a movie but never actually appeared in the movie.
I mean, I get it. She's...
I mean...
I'd do that too.
Ana de Armas is going to be in a movie with Sydney Sweeney coming up. And it's just like...
The world's going to implode.
How... the screens are just going to melt.
She's so hot. Ana de Armas is so hot.
Like, what? Ben Affleck? With the back tattoo? Like,
I know.
What did he say?
I know. And then he went with back to J-Lo. What are we doing?
Like, that was a move by Ana de Armas to, like, pump her up, right?
Well,
like,
good for
she
her.
She thought it was a business decision. I think it worked, clearly.
She's so fucking hot.
And then she did that Marilyn Monroe movie that was just...
She's newly single, by the way, Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas? DMs are open.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes of it all, or should I
just,
say,
I, you know, the sometimes corn. This is very quick thing. I really wish, like, you know how there's IMDb for movies, and you go look to see. I'm thinking about in my head as I'm saying this. That this is probably already a podcast, like a clip that I want to put out. Uh-huh. I really wish there was an IMDb, but of ex boyfriends and girlfriends.
There's no way that doesn't exist. That has to exist.
But with like photos, like I could
webs.
Go
webs too would be nice. Like how ex boyfriends connected like somebody else in the industry.
This is what I'm talking about. Like this needs to happen. Like I want to be able to go, oh, like look at this girl. I want to know like if I have a chance just based off previous boyfriends, and you just go click on their profile and you see like the last 8 movies that they've done, in this case movies, but it's the last 8 boyfriends, you go, no.
The
nope.
Reason for the breakup.
Yeah.
What they looked like before and after the breakup, 100%. I would need that information too.
Yeah. The length of that, like how many episodes, air quotes.
Yep. If they the live together or not. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'd be a better consumer. You know?
That would be actually, I would spend days on that website. Like, just the webs that I would want to see alone.
You're telling me that this wouldn't instantly become the biggest site in the world? You're crazy.
It's a lot of information. It's going to be difficult. But yeah, I mean, because I keep thinking about, I know that there's a lot of actors and actresses that are married to like producers or directors. So then those people can't hire certain people because...
But they do. Remember that whole thing where we're like, you shouldn't do that because that's a bad thing of power. Y'all still fucking doing it. Let's not complain. You're out there protesting all this stuff and you're like getting married to all these people who put you in movies. Like, it's very convenient for you.
It is interesting. Oh,
using the power against me. But I'm in his new movie. I mean, come on. Like...
There's so much gray area in all of this, but the web would help. The web would make it easier to understand it.
And that's the name of the website, The Web.
The Web.
Oh, can you imagine just being like, there's a version of that for like famous people. It's like a celebs dating or something like that, where it would be like rumored and it'd have like the photo and it was like a circle of like rumored that they had hooked up, or like, you know, in a relationship or something like that. Yeah. But we need that for everyday people.
That would be nice. And then the celebrities could go in and they could verify if they wanted to, and it could have like a little check mark.
Yeah. And like people out there would be like, oh, dating's tough. You know, they're just making this clickbait TikTok content, and then you realize they're actually been in like a 5-year relationship, but they know talking bad about dating is gonna like get them views. It's like, bitch, you've been in a relationship for 5 years. Somebody got exposed on TikTok recently. That's why I bring that up. They're like,
I love
all
that.
This girl's content is about like she's hot and it's tough for her to date, but yet she's been in a relationship for 3 years. So she's just making content that she knows is gonna work.
That poor guy that she's with, I feel bad for him.
What a fucking bitch.
That's awful.
Expose that bitch. All right. McB Dynasty McQuestions.
McB McDynasty McQuestions.
God, this show is so.
So, we didn't want to recap the show because, quite honestly, I think that we'd be here for days. There, too much happens in that
too
show.
Too much.
But once I started watching it, because I started before Steven did, I just, every time that they would say something, a new question would come to my brain. Because if you've watched it, you know nothing really makes any sense that's happening during this show. And you question your own reality. You question their sanity. There's a lot of questions. So instead of us recapping, we thought it would be nice to just ask each other questions. And I honestly don't think that a majority of these have answers. I just think we're going to recap with questions.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen the show, this is going to be tough for you. And I apologize. But this is the opportunity for you to stop this episode. Go watch. There's 10 episodes. They're on Peacock.
Yes. They're from USA, I think, right? So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. So if you have like a cable subscription, you could like watch it on demand, right? You could watch that on demand if you don't have Peacock.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility as well.
We think it might be on Max. I don't know. I think it is on Max.
Maybe there's some sort of like cross-pollination situation going on with that, but I don't know why it would be on Max.
Because that's where Yellowstone is. Isn't
it? Yellowstone is Paramount, so it doesn't make any sense. It's literally the show that like propped up Paramount Plus.
Definitely on Peacock. Definitely on YouTube TV.
If you have, yeah.
Yes.
This is part of the problem with streaming, but that's a different conversation.
And this is, that is a whole other conversation. So I guess, Steven, we could just kind of ask questions back and forth. Is that how you'd like to approach this?
We can. Now,
because I have.
Oh, she's got a, whoa.
A whole ass list.
I'll show you mine too.
Okay. Yeah. Hit me with, oh yeah. There it is. This is what I'm saying, guys. This show is insane.
The show just asks you a lot of questions. Now, for those of you who don't know what McB Dynasty is, I think we need to set up briefly what the show is. Could you do that for us, Mix? Like,
I can do my best.
Like how we here at The Right Reality got turned on to McB Dynasty.
Okay.
And, you know, give us a breakdown of what's going on.
So there was this fabulous little show about 2 years ago called Joe Millionaire that came back from the dead. And there was one season, and it was two guys. One was from a wealthier background, and the other one was not. And a bunch of girls, and these two guys were dating these girls to see if girls cared about money or not. That whole storyline was very forced during all of it. It was not the best at hiding who had money and who did not.
The girls all sniffed it out pretty quickly, they all told us.
Yes, and they also went to like hometowns after a while. They went to their homes. One of them lived and worked on a farm, which is massive, and the other one had like a little house.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious how they thought that that was going to confuse them, but
it didn't.
There was Kurt, who was on the show, who was the contractor who was under the quote poor category. And then there was Stephen McB, who was the farmer who was on the, quote, richer side of
who had a helicopter, and Stephen with a V.
Stephen with a V. So, and then, like, 2 or 3 months ago, we never heard anything from the Joe Millionaire side of things. We didn't even get a reunion, which I'm still mad about. They decided to move forward with the Farmers Only or whatever the fuck it is, that new show, the Farmers. And they got rid of Joe Millionaire, which was a huge mistake. Recently, we were informed that the McBees of Stephen McBee had gotten their own show in a way that we feel these networks are trying to capitalize on the Yellowstone of it all and how popular that is by 100%. Giving us a reality TV entrance version into that world.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that is how we were given this. I don't even know if it's a treat. I don't know if it's a train wreck. I don't even... this is so hard to describe.
Yes, and I think that's the one of the big things about this show is that you will experience a wide range of emotions watching this show. At times, you will be disgusted with yourself that you're devoting your time and effort into this stupid show.
Yeah.
And then mere minutes later, maybe in the same episode, you'll go, this is great. This is exactly what I want out of television.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll go, how? What? What is going on? How is this business afloat? None of this makes any sense.
How do these Who people is have this pulses? Person?
Yeah. You question whether your brain is actually retaining information.
Uh-huh.
One of the big issues for me, Mixie, and I'll state this as we're explaining the family. There is Steve McBee, who was on Joe Millionaire.
Yes.
And then there's his father, who is also Stephen McBee.
Yes.
So Steve Senior, or as one of the ladies on the show referred to him, Boss. Boss
yes.
Man.
Boss Man is the dad. We should just refer to him as Boss Man to keep it clean and simple.
I think we will try to do that. So when you hear us mention Boss Man, it is the head of the family.
The father.
The father. And then there are three boys on the show. Also, there's a fourth who we never see. We see him one time.
Twice. I think he was at the corn award thing that they did.
Yeah. And was like, one of my questions is, there's another McBee boy who's not on the show?
Yeah, that's question on my mark? List.
Okay. So there's the father.
With a girlfriend of like 8 years as well, by the way. Just asterisks.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a running theme.
Father, Stephen McBee, divorced.
Boss.
We never see Mom McBee. Mom McBee is never on the show.
She is on a phone call at the very end.
We have that.
Yes.
Then you have Stephen, who is dating the girl he met on Joe Millionaire. The fact that they actually bring that up on the show is amazing.
Yeah.
There is another boy, Jesse, who has been with his girlfriend of how many years, Mix?
I think 10.
10 years. 10 total years.
Yep.
And then there's Cole, who is basically the exact version of what Pat McAfee looks like. If you know who Pat McAfee is, he is exactly what Pat McAfee looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a girlfriend of unknown duration of like 8 years, I think.
Yeah, you know, a
8 to 10 years
time.
As well. Uh-huh. Right? I think they met when they were 4 or whatever it is, right? So basically, you know, that's the thing. Also, we should tell you before we get into the questions to set this up to help sell you on the show. Steve McBee will state, or sorry, Boss Man will state about, I think I kept a running count. Let me look here.
I don't know which thing you're going to say because he stated the same thing numerous times with different timelines every single time.
741,000 times that he does not want to be in a relationship.
Yes, he does not want to be in a relationship.
Now, Mixie, does a woman live with him?
Asterisk. He says that to camera in his interview.
He does say that.
7,000, however many times you said. To camera. In conversations, that's a different story. We'll get there.
Yeah, he doesn't say it to any of the women directly. He says it to the people of, like, the other people.
Yeah.
Like, I've been very clear about this. It's like, I don't think you have.
Not even a little bit.
I don't think you have at all.
I will say, bonus, Kurt is in this show in a couple of episodes, and I love Kurt. Wish Kurt was in this more. We love Kurt. Team Kurt. He looks so good. He's gotten way better looking, in my opinion.
I think Kurt has gone back to what Kurt looked like before they tried to like dumb him down to make him look normal for Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
Because if they brought Kurt in the way that he looks right now, all the girls would be like, why'd you bring the fuckboy in? Like, it's very clear that none of us want to.
I guess a little. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Come on.
There's
come
not
on.
A dangle earring, so I'm going to give him a pass. But he's a little snappy.
He's hot. Also, Jesse, one of the boys.
Very cute. Very cute.
Dreamboat.
Yeah. Okay. But I would destroy that guy. He has no, like, backbone.
I mean.
Not, like, in a physical, I mean, probably no. physically, but more, like, emotionally and mentally, I would destroy him.
Listen, I love him. I love, like, his storyline through this. But this is why he's been in that relationship for 10 years. And that's also why she stuck around for 10 years. It's because they're both like, I don't really want to try anything else. Like,
they're also like in a town with like 500 people in it. I don't understand.
There's a lot of crazy things going on this show. And we will now question things about the show now that you have a better understanding of what's going on. By the way, Steve McBee during this entire show is dating three different people. At least three different people.
But he's
people.
Not dating. He doesn't want to date, but they all think they're dating, but then they're yes. okay with not. We get there.
We'll get there. So Mixie, go ahead with your first question. Some of these might be chronological, guys, so you could follow along if you'd like.
Yes. What is going on with the stealing / the fact that they can't claim things to the insurance?
Yes.
Very early.
Yes.
Something is stolen from them that they never actually find.
Yes.
Why they don't have, like, I don't know, locked gates or security of any kind. God forbid we do that.
They
say that the town hates them, and that's why they're getting things stolen from them.
Yeah.
They also mentioned a few times that they know who's doing it. This, to me, just seems like an easy solve. If you know the town hates you, you know the people that are doing this, why are you allowing them to, why are the keys in the thing? Like, I don't understand.
I have a follow-up to that question about their $100,000 worth of machinery that constantly gets stolen. Have you not heard of an Apple AirTag? That costs like $30. Just slap that under the hood.
Yeah.
And you'll find where it's going. Yeah. Which brings me to my second follow-up. Do I actually believe something was stolen from them during filming? Or was this a setup job to help sell the fact that the town doesn't really like them?
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to believe that, no.
This I think that the town really doesn't happen. Give a shit. If you're asking me, I can't imagine that they fucking care.
I thought at the beginning, but then once you learn more about Boss Man, you kind of get it. You kind of get it a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Next question. How do you get $50 million in debt? Follow up. How are you on your way to being a billion-dollar company if you are $50 million in debt?
This brings me to the very last question that I had that I wrote down here. Mm-hmm. At the end of the season, I go, do I not know anything about business? They got a loan for $250,000 for meatpacking while already holding $150 million in debt. I not understand how business works?
The loan sent me through the ceiling, Steven. How are they getting a loan for a meat place with the amount of debt they have? $50 million in debt getting a $110 million loan. How is that even physically possible? And also, that whole loan scene, they didn't even show any, like,
paperwork. It was done before this. Yeah. It was all done off camera. They're like, how about you just go in there and talk to them? Hey, can you just give him a fake paper to sign? And he's like, sure, whatever.
And the guys, the bank guy's like, so it's going to be like same thing. You guys are good for it. And Bossman's like, we got it. We're good. Yeah. And he's like, okay. Here's $110 million.
Yeah. Here's $250K for your meatpacking plant. Side note, I think I was able to figure this out throughout this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about this during the entire run of the show, and it's very murky, and I think they do this on purpose. The farm is fine. The farm is very profitable.
Yeah.
The farm pays all of the bills.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they wanted to get into the car wash business.
Yeah.
Because that's the new trendy thing. You get car washes because it's easy money because you get people's subscriptions and all this. And they had to buy land, equipment, all of these things to start making them.
Uh-huh.
And in order to get the loans for that, which was now they're at like 50 mil, they literally leveraged the farm as 100%. The collateral.
100%.
because they keep going, oh, we're gonna go get some we're gonna go get some bison in Montana because we think selling bison meat's gonna be great. We're just gonna go get some bison. I'm like, y'all got some debt. How about you don't get any bison? But they do get bison. And then like another week later, they're like, hey, how about we go get some actual longhorns and start rearing those? And I'm like, where is this money coming from? You're in debt.
Speaking of where is this money coming from, at one point, the girls go out and Calla informs the other two girlfriends that Steven will randomly send her $20,000.
Just the same way that, guys, you would just get your girl a Starbucks, you know? Hey, babe, I got your Starbucks this morning, and here's some flowers. I hope you have a great day. He's just, like, sending her 10 to 20K. The girls' faces were aghast. They're like, he does what? And rightfully, the other guy's girlfriends were like, yo, did you know, like, your brother is just sending Calla, like, 10 to 20K? And they're like, what? What? They're doing what? And they're like, yeah. And so one of them, like, confronts. And he's like, you don't need to worry about where I'm sending my money.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, that entire storyline just disappears.
Disappears!
Nothing is ever said about it again.
Disappears!
I'm also seeing in my notes that they're getting another $50 million loan for the car wash at some point.
Oh, yes. They were trying to get...
Oh, that's the investor.
Yes. So the whole thing... Yes, 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 yes.
Oh. Shall we get into all the questions about the investor right now?
I would like to... We can get to that. I would like to just do some more like fun aside things that I
fun
saw
aside
at the beginning.
Things. Okay, okay, yes. Okay. I'll go through my list again.
So I have... these were very early questions that helped set the foundation of watching the show that made it so enjoyable.
Yes.
Why does Steve Senior... Sorry, Boss Man have a waffle-style commercial coffee maker in his kitchen just like propped up next to the sink? Like a Burr coffee maker that you'd find at Waffle House. It's just, he doesn't have a Keurig. It's a full-ass commercial coffee with the thing.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Like McCafe.
Uh-huh. McB, McDynasty, McCafe.
Oh, hey.
Hey. I would like to get into the divorce of it all. This is a question I wrote. How are you divorced for a year, but fucked the CFO within a month of meeting them, and you have known that woman for 6 years?
Great call. Great call. This is a somewhat of a follow-up, and I'm about to not be an ally. Uh-huh. What's wrong with the women on this show?
That's a great question.
Just a general statement. They're all living in this like miserable existence of these guys not like committing at all, and they're all like... This sucks, right? And they're all like, yeah, but there's like 100 people outside the fences here. And like, what else are we going to do? And I'm like, to one of the girls, I'm like, you're pretty fucking hot. I think you'd be fine.
Uh-huh. To follow up on that, in what world are you allowed to fuck 2+ women and they are both okay with it and aware?
Yeah. And the answer is in no world. In no world.
Doesn't exist.
In no world are you allowed to do that.
Bossman is fucking 2 women at once, and then we find out there was actually a third girl that's 22.
Yes, that's 22 that lives in Nashville where, spoiler alert, they have another house, but they have money issues.
We are supposed to feel bad for them. Everything might crumble, guys.
Yeah. I mean, that literally gives the term, we leverage the farm.
Yeah.
To do this. You know what I mean?
How do you get away with dating for 11 years and not getting married? I also just randomly have, who hurt these men?
Yeah, that's, well, we kind of learned that throughout the whole
show. We do figure that out a little later.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the ladies, the side piece, who does not believe she's the side piece, this is my question, Brooke, how are you going to say that you're not the side bitch while simultaneously being a side bitch and looking and dressing like the most side bitch ever?
So aware that she's the side bitch.
She is.
She has to know.
She knows.
They like sit there and talk about Galina, and he's like, oh yeah, Galina's at the house. Oh, I wonder who the side bitch is. I'm driving 2 hours to meet you.
You.
But you aren't the side bitch. That would be crazy.
Yeah, who would believe that? Sounds like side bitch psychology, You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had a question about Cole. When Cole was at the bar and there was that girl there.
Yes.
And I think it's Jesse was like, just say no. And he says that it's physically impossible for him to say no.
Yes.
I would like to know more about that.
I really like to know about that.
Because he said no in his explanation of not being able to say the word no.
Here's the thing. He did kind of say no. He did make out with her a little bit. And then he asked a very specific question. And I would like to ask you, did you know that Cole, do you think that Cole should be praised like a king like he asked for? Because when he did not go home with this girl, meanwhile having, dare I say, the hottest woman on the show back at home waiting for him, he's like, I should be praised like a king for not going home with her. Okay, sure, Cole. Sure, Cole.
Boss Man has, I've never seen a father figure fuck up their kids to such an extent that this man has. It's actually like should be studied by psychiatrists. Like it's insane.
Another question I have is can Boss Man not take his hat off ever again?
Please have a question about the hats. Let me see. Where is that? Are they ever not wearing hats?
They don't. They don't.
All of them have hats on the entire time. The entire time.
The entire time they have hats on.
They also only wear clothes that have their logos on it.
Yes. Yes. Well.
They only drive cars with their logos on it. They only, like, everything is, their logo is slapped on everything.
And I wonder why the townspeople hate them.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I had a question.
Okay.
What is Calla's job?
I don't think I can answer that for you.
Follow up. Is Annie dancing on their graves right now?
I think we know the answer to that.
She should be.
Ugh.
Why did Steve Jr. not media prep his family at all before agreeing to this show?
Great point. Great point. Hey, Dad, I know you're going to want to say stuff because that's what you do. Here's the thing. We're trying to, like, make our family look attractive so we can, like, get money.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, say bad things that would be, like, bad for us. Here's another thing. We might go out a couple times. I'm just asking, you don't, like, berate us in public while being drunk. It's a simple ask. You know, they're only going to be with us for, you know, on and off for a couple months. So when they're not with us, you can do that. But, you know, when they're with us, please don't do that.
There was a point in the show where they were at Nashville. It was after, I think, he made out with the 22, 23-year-old girl. Boss
Is this
did.
Before or after she flashed her tits at the camera?
Before.
Okay, got
that
it.
That was great, though.
Great. She. By the way.
I like her.
She's hot.
What is she doing? But yeah. I like her. Go Kylie.
Great ass.
Fantastic. He gets done making out with girl that just got out of college.
Yes.
Sits down with Steve Jr.
This is one of the best moments of the show. I know where you're going.
And says, I feel like my life's going to implode when this comes out.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
When it comes out, it's imploding currently, sir. unless, here's the other thing. Unless there are like 8 other women in the general vicinity of the farm who are not on camera during this. And all of them are going to sit there being like, hold on. I'm not the main bitch. Like, oh no.
I can't imagine Galena specifically. If Galena still works there after this.
Oh God. I think she does.
That is heartbreaking to me that she has such little self worth that she is willing to just sit through all of this.
All of it. My question at the beginning of this was, on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad do we feel for Galena? And then at the end I go, I currently no longer feel bad for Galena.
I go back and forth, man.
I can't. She is just like...
She knows what she's doing.
Steve Jr. came to her and be like, hey...
Yeah, that was a rough watch.
It's
that part
not
going to
happen.
Yeah.
So how about you give it up?
Yeah.
You know, I want to get back to one of the main central pieces that set up the very first half of this television show, which included one of the best lines ever iterated on reality TV. My question is, I'm not sure if it was a bad idea or a good idea to let your side piece drive your non-girlfriend's girlfriend's vehicle, then proceed to wreck it.
Hold on, I gotta scroll to get to the cars. The car part was... Yeah, how did Brooke wreck the car? I want to know how she wrecked it.
Yeah.
Because if I feel like at that point she's like, fuck Galina, and just like kind of went to the left a little bit too far.
And if you don't know, and you didn't watch, Steve Sr. was like, hey, side piece, you told me that your car's not working right now and you need to get your son to and from things. I got you. I got a couple extra cars. Let me lend you this car that's in a shop right now that they just fixed. Spoiler alert, that car was Galina's car. His live-in girlfriend, who's not a girlfriend because he doesn't want a girlfriend. The side bitch then wrecks the car, and then Galina calls the car dealership to be like, hey, can I come get the car? Have you fixed it? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't. She's like, what do you mean? It's just like an easy fix. And they're like, I don't think you know what's going on here. Steve Cedar did not tell her at all that the car was wrecked.
Like, if he had just been like, hey, I went and picked up your car and then crashed it, like, all of this would have been null.
It's fantastic.
But he, like, doesn't care at all, like, to even cover his tracks. Like, he doesn't give a fuck to cover his tracks. He does not care at all.
In a weird way, I think Steve was doing all these things. Sorry, Boss Man was doing all these things because he thought, if I fuck her over enough while these cameras are rolling, She'll leave, which is what I want.
But he doesn't want her to leave because apparently she's the only one working there. She's the only one I saw work at really any point in time. Cole planted some things in the ground. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a lot of people working at this place. It's got like TV monitors everywhere. There's like a whole bar in there. They're making food for these people all the day. Again, the farm is making a shit ton of money.
Has to be.
But they leveraged the farm. Yes.
I have so much here. I'm going to power through a bunch of them. You stop.
All right. How about you do three or four and then I'll do three or four. Okay. We'll just rapid fire.
How do they know Dustin Lynch? Is there any possibility that they actually know Dustin Lynch? How are any of these guys talking about having kids when none of them are even remotely close to being committed?
Great point.
Is Calla legit saying she doesn't vent and that Steven isn't allowed to vent to other people / his dad? That makes no sense. Are we now in the business of houses?
They are. These.
What business are they not in?
These people have so many businesses. It's absolutely unbelievable.
But they're in debt. I don't understand.
Well, technically, most people are in debt in the United States, right?
Yes.
Like you have a credit card. Technically, you have debt. And I think we think about it.
Businesses like there isn't like somebody that's like, hey, these people that are in debt are on business number 15 in the last 2 months.
Right. And so we'll give them money, right? This is where it brings up my decision at the end is like, do I not understand how business works? Like, I God forbid me or you, like, need to get a credit card. And they're like, yeah, sorry, you're not approved. You don't have great credit. You know, we'll give you a credit card, but it's going to be like 22%.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, McBee and company can just like, open all these businesses and nobody goes, yeah, you know, technically you've like leveraged your entire farm operation for about $50 million to build some car washes. I don't think I want to give you any money to build some houses. And they're like, whatever.
They're not like little houses either. Like the house that Jesse moves into at the end that they've been building is insane.
One of my questions, how much did this home cost to make?
Mind-blowingly beautiful house.
Okay, I'm going to go through some of mine from the middle of the season here or wherever
this
is. Is having a groundbreaking without the media there actually having a groundbreaking?
That was amazing when they did that.
Just like five people, Galina, some of the boys,
shovels,
just went out to a... you know, an area next to an Applebee's in a shopping center where they're going to open up another car wash and just took some shovels out and did a ceremonial groundbreaking. Mm-hmm, but, you know, nobody other than them and the camera crew were there. So I don't think you can. It doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Good stuff.
Brooke is referring to Boss Man as her boyfriend. Is Boss Man aware of this?
Apparently, Brooke, he's told them numerous times he doesn't want to date. So
Brooke and side piece, I should call her side piece. Side piece and Boss Man were going to Nashville for an anniversary, even though he's not wanting to be in a relationship. How can you have an anniversary if you're not in a relationship?
Good question. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Brooke follow up.
Okay.
When they break up.
Yes.
How is Boss Man pretending like he's the one that broke up with Brooke when Brooke clearly was the one that broke up with him? Also, how have they broken up if they weren't dating?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can, right? I don't think you can. Here's
that whole
one
scene
I have.
Was hilarious. It's that great. So incredible.
They just went to like a random park.
She's
and he's
so
like,
clearly broke up with this man. And he went and sat there in front of the cameras that were there and was like, I had to let her go.
She's like, listen, before you were on TV, this was fun. Like, you'd come here, we'd fuck, you'd give me some money. It was great. I'm not embarrassing my children and like my entire family for this relationship on television. This is like not part of what it is, you know, mm-hmm. So whatever. But, you know, maybe at the end of the show, you can like hire me to like renovate and decorate.
Yes. She's decorating the Nashville house. Yep.
Does that mean walking around naked? I don't know. Here's another one that I have for this as we get ready for some just pure joy watching the show. Are we sure Galina hasn't killed someone? That's a note I have. Is Kala, quote, warming up, end quote, to the idea of moving in with Steven because he will just randomly send her 10 to 20K? Like, you just randomly send your partner flowers.
Up.
Yeah.
I could see how that would warm me up. I need to talk about that whole scene at the house where Galina makes the food.
She makes the... she's making the eggs.
Steven, the food that was put out was an absolute abomination. She served Jell-O in the oranges. Like, she had cut up oranges and then Jell-O. And it was like, it wasn't like the oranges were in the Jell-O. She mixed them after the Jell-O was made.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I must have blacked out during that part.
That whole thing was crazy. This is when we find out that there is a fourth son. I want to stress, this is episode 5. We are halfway through the season.
It's just another son who just shows up. I'm like, huh?
In all caps, there's another one?
There is. But isn't he like a half son? Like a half? That doesn't sound right.
He's like a half brother or something like that, I think they said. I'm very confused. It's pretty clear. They don't say it point blank, but it's pretty clear that Boss Man cheated on his wife consistently throughout their marriage.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how that situation happened.
So that son might be from another.
From a side bitch.
I don't really
bitch,
remember.
Not a side bitch.
So much was happening.
Galina, by the way, has a house, even though she consistently during the show lives with Boss Man for 2 to 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Her house is just a mere hour and a half away from the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sells the house.
Yes.
Without having a plan on where to go when she sells said house.
Duh.
And then instead just says, hey, can I just live here for a while? Mm-hmm. And he does not go, no.
Yep.
That's your out, my guy. You could have just gone, yeah, no.
Yeah. See, this is why I feel bad for Galina. I don't feel bad for Boss Man because he could stop this. She knows what he means, but he doesn't actually ever say it. So that's,
I get that, Mixie, but if not as a woman, what I've heard women say all the time is they're not going to settle for anything less than what
they
it
shouldn't,
is.
But
and let's
they
be
do.
Honest, a lot of you have settled. I've seen your boyfriends or husbands. You talked a big game at one point. You settled. Let's just call it what it is. You settled, right?
Yes.
You talked a big game.
Yes.
So Galena's like, blah, 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 I want this guy. But yet this guy's not giving. What is he giving you other than a job?
Yeah.
He's giving you literally nothing that you would want out of a relationship.
Well, I think at the very end,
so I don't feel
they're
bad
like,
for her.
They're like talking outside and he's like, you know, you do a good job. And she's like, that's why I'm with him, because he appreciates me. I'm like, dude, no, he doesn't. He said one sentence and it was about the work you do.
Yeah. And how, and at the time, she did not tell him that the deal was not going great.
Yeah.
That they were potentially losing this giant deal.
Uh-huh.
Here's another one that I have. I think I have two more here.
Oh, I have
plenty.
10.
Did Cole's girlfriend, who to me, hottest one on the show, really say that she's never loved anyone like Cole? How is this possible, considering you've been on and off since you were 12? Have you actually dated anyone else to be able to feel love with somebody else? That's one that I had.
That's a good one.
And episode 8 is a fantastic. Episode 8 and 9 are fantastic pieces of television. And you know what? Honestly, you could just watch those as standalone episodes.
Yeah, if you watch the recaps, and episode 8 is quite honestly one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
8 and 9 were just absolutely amazing episodes.
I have. There's no chance this investor is real. Right?
I didn't think about that. I really didn't think about that.
Is there anything worse than sitting next to your mother while a stripper is stripping and shaking their dick on her?
No. There's not.
Galena's daughter is sitting like this close to her mother as her mother is getting grinded on.
Yes.
And then what could possibly be the worst business decision that's ever happened on the show, which says a lot. Galena has this investor who might be fake's wife get grinded on by this stripper.
Yes, she brought her along for the girls' night for whatever reason. And the other girl surprised Galena with a stripper to be like, hey, you shouldn't be with Boss Man. Boss Man's a piece of shit. Yes, I know we're in love with his children who are pieces of shit because of Boss Man. But, you know, we're not going to take our own advice here. We got 12 mm-hmm. years in. You got 8 years in. We're committed at this point. Like,
yeah,
what else
yeah.
are we going to do in this town? Uh-huh. You know?
Well, I think Galena's 6 years in at this point.
Sure.
They've known each other for 6 years, and they fucked in the
yeah.
first month of knowing each other. So
wild. Wild. Episode 8. This might be one of, like, the nuances that you guys loved that we watched with Joe Millionaire. And this is my last thing. The brothers accused Steven of not watching the toaster and it overcooked. They gave him shit. They're like, hey, you weren't watching. You weren't watching. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes, that's fine. I'll eat it. So the toast goes on the plate and I'm expecting it to be black. It's perfectly toasted.
It's perfectly toasted.
Perfectly toasted. It's perfectly toasted. It's not black at all. It's exactly where I would want it.
Not even a little bit. I would say it's a little too toasted for me, but in no way, shape, or form is it burnt.
Not burnt. Not burnt.
Not burnt at all.
Not even close.
I'm gonna speed run through the rest of mine. Why would they FaceTime each other at a bar after what just happened?
Great. Total producer. Hey,
and
how about you? Can you FaceTime?
They're sitting there just flicking each other off the whole time. It's the whole FaceTime. How pissed is Calla watching Steven with these twins?
Oh, my God.
He's winking at them, which, God, I hate when men do
the
that.
The restraint.
It's just the worst.
The restraint this man had.
He still did.
Because here's the thing.
I would have been pissed if Chase did the shit that he did with those girls.
If the cameras weren't there.
Oh, yeah.
That was happening.
100%.
He's like, damn it. Why couldn't it have been any other weekend when these cameras weren't here?
Why did Steven never actually ask Calla to be his girlfriend, but instead just said, I'm ready to post you on Instagram?
Follow up. Do we think this is what Calla asked for? Because all the other girls then asked for the same thing.
I mean, I think that they are taking anything they can get at this point. But to me, he got a chef to make dinner, like did the whole thing. And he wasn't like, I'm ready for you to officially be my girlfriend, which would then result in maybe him posting an Instagram. He doesn't say girlfriend at any point in time in this conversation. He says, I'm ready to post you on Instagram.
And then he's like, can I post this or do you have to edit it first?
Oh,
and
she's like, the edit thing was hilarious.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
And then she sits there and edits it.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I need that app. It's like doing a great job. And she's like, shut up.
Yeah. Hilarious.
It was a great show. You should watch it. Even though we just told you basically all the things you need to know.
I have a few, just three more.
Sorry.
This isn't even a question. I just wrote, I had a visceral reaction when Boss Man said he had sex with that Kylie girl. That's horrific.
We think that happened?
He said it did, which, like, unprovoked, too. I don't even remember what the conversation was, but he was like, yeah, I fucked her.
but I've known... I feel like that's a thing
guys say. We gotta find Kylie. Maybe we find Kylie on Instagram and we talk to her.
I haven't found her. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, can you DM?
Should we try to get her on the pod?
Find her later. Yeah.
Should we try to get her on the pod?
Do you guys want to talk to Kylie from McBee Dynasty?
First question: did you guys fuck?
Okay, then there is quite possibly the best section of audio I've ever heard. In my entire life that happens in the last episode.
Yeah, you got to set it up first and we'll play the audio.
Yeah. This is, so Boss Man, again, doesn't care. That's very clear and I want to make that very clear before you listen to the audio. He does not care. He is not in a relationship. He sends old side piece Brooke to the like farm office, I guess it is, to pick up keys for his Nashville house because he... as we find out throughout this argument, hired Brooke, quote unquote, to decorate his Nashville house, which we have already seen the Nashville house. It does not need any decoration help whatsoever. It is a beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Some might say already decorated.
You could very clearly make that argument.
Yes.
Galena is there and goes, what are you doing here, bitch? And then they get into a crazy argument that is honestly... hilarious.
So great.
Eventually, Brooke gets to the point where she's like, I'm going to call Boss Man. She calls him, and this is the conversation that happens. Roll the audio.
Well, I'm not going to do that to either one of you. I mean, I'm not going to deal with that either. So I'm not. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, you are.
Do what you choose. You guys choose to do what you want to do, and I'll do what I want to do.
Then do what you want to do, and you already do.
You're damn right I do, and I'm going to continue to do it.
And I figured that much.
I have never. I rewound it and watched it like three times.
It's great.
Nothing is said.
No.
At all. No. I don't care. I'm going to do me. You do you. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it so good. I'm going to keep doing it. Will you do that? Okay, watch me do that. I'm going to do it. Yeah, of course you are. You're going to do it. What the fuck are we talking
about? You're going to continue to do it? Yeah, I'm going to continue to do it. Okay, then you do it. I'll do what I want. I'll do it. You think I'm not going to do it? I'll do it. Then, okay, you do it. What? What? Honestly, Mixie, I was Team Brooke in that argument.
I was too.
Team Brooke.
She was a little hot. She came in a little hot, but honestly, she was being attacked. So
Brooke came in a little hot because I think Brooke thought she got set up by the production crew.
She probably did.
And 100% she's right.
Because that, what's her name, Tammy or whatever, was like, you're never at the office. Why are you here?
Yeah.
And they were all of probably a sudden that's when Brooke's coming.
Yeah, and Tammy's like, oh, like she's gonna meet me here at the office. It's a pace, whatever. And then she pulls up and sees her car there. And in my head, I go, production was like, hey, can we get you to like go to the office? We need to get you some B-roll. Do you mind being there around like 12? And we'll just come. We'll film you typing on the computer. We can add it anywhere we want. Mm-hmm. And Tammy comes in. She pulls up. She goes, Galena's car is here. She's never here. And like Galena's trying to sell it because they're like, you don't work on Saturdays. She's like, what do you mean? I always work on the weekends. She's like, yeah, but like not here. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, I believe Tammy because Tammy knows everything going on in that place.
I agree. I think that they didn't tell Tammy. I think Tammy's like, fuck.
Tammy's like, if I run in there real quick, maybe I can get her away. Yeah. And production's like, how about you shut the fuck up, Tammy? Tammy, how about you shut the fuck up?
And
please.
So then Tammy's in there and then production's like, well, now that you're here, why don't you tell Galena what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ugh. She's like, she's going to come. Oh, really? Now, here's the thing I thought in the moment. I don't think this happened in the timeline that we saw on the show.
None of it
did. I think this happened before the guys went to Nashville.
Yeah.
And so he really hired her to go, like, stage the place. Because you can tell it's very new. Mm-hmm. So I think he was like, hey, maybe that's what her real job is. And he's like, hey, could you go to the Nashville place and kind of, like, I'm going to have some people there. Just make sure it looks nice. And
the
she's
whole-
like, okay.
The whole storyline is not correct. If you go to McSteven's Instagram, because once he like posted the picture, I was like, oh, I got to go see when he posted that to like help me with the timeline. And there's stuff that happened that we saw before that he posted after the fact. None of the timeline makes sense.
Great. Love that for us.
And this is the last question. Is there a worse way to end a show than how they did it?
The answer is a hard no. The answer is 100% hard no.
All of a sudden, you guys, this show ended.
Just ends.
Like,
it just ends. Like, all the things they've been building 9.5 episodes for
Nothing. Is
over in, like, 3.5 minutes. This whole storyline build of literally, like, 4 different storylines is, like, done in 4 minutes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And done clearly scripted pieces that they've given them to say to like end the show, and then it goes to be continued, and I'm like, but is it?
Yeah.
You already have a second season greenlit?
Yeah, do they? I can't imagine that they do.
I think they do. I think the show's working.
Oh, I get this. I mean, I'm sure it's entertaining.
It's entertaining as fuck.
But for them to be like, oh, Boss Man found out just now, which didn't happen. That the investor that who isn't real is not going to give money, so he decided to leave? Question mark.
He left, right?
He just like, left and left the place to Steven Jr., who is now in charge. And then it says to be continued.
Who, by the way, the whole setup during this entire show is like, who's going to take over the farm?
Yeah,
like that's how they promoted it. To go back to like bad trailers, the whole thing is like, who's going to inherit the farm? And I'm like, oh, is Boss Man going to die soon? And it's like, no, he's never going to die. He's going to like run that thing
One
until he dies
side
in like
bitches
60
are gonna
years.
Kill him. They're going to kill him. He's going to die that way. But
I thought the whole thing was like a succession show of like, who's going to take it over? And I think when they did this show, the thought was Succession is so bit popular and Yellowstone is so popular. This is our show. Mm-hmm. It's Succession meets Yellowstone, but a reality show. That was the elevator pitch.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
nothing during this show was that. The show is creepy old guy fucks a bunch of women. That's the
and
show.
And fucked up his kids' brains so that they also think it's okay to basically cheat on their girlfriends, but not really actually, but still kind of do it and make no commitment whatsoever.
Yeah. If I was like a representative of like agriculture people, like farmers, I'd be like, hey, this show, this doesn't help. Like, it just...
I'm so curious if they knew about... They had to have known about all these side chicks.
Who?
With Boss
production?
Man. Yeah. Or if they actually came in being like, this is going to be a show. I'm sure they partied. They're very clearly partiers. They partied on the Joe Millionaire side of things. We knew that they partied. So, like, that's a fun little side piece. But, like, the fact that the owner of this whole, like, as they refer to it as a dynasty, is just fucking women left, right, and center.
And is also like while he's out with some of the women he's with, like buying shots for other girls.
Yep. And blacking out with like investors around and like people that he works with.
My
and
God,
like
that ending thing where he just gets
that's like the last time we saw him, Steven, was he got belligerently drunk at this awards ceremony. to the point of no return. And then the next time we see him, he's refusing to be mic'd and talking to Galina about the this quote unquote investor. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's now left. Do you think he just quit at a certain point in the show?
I think he's like, I think they knew that this was going to be like the last few days of filming. I don't know when that investor thing happened. Here's what I think happened in the timeline of things, mm-hmm. realistically. I think the investor thing happened right at the same time that they were going to Nashville. Remember, he flew out to Nashville. Mm-hmm. He didn't drive with the boys. Mm-hmm. I think what happened was the investor thing caved in on itself.
Yeah.
Then he's like, hey, can she go decorate the house?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because that explains his phone call, why he was so pissed off. Just like, whatever, do whatever the fuck you want. And then they all go to Nashville, and that's when he just like starts drinking and tries to hook up with the other girl. Like, maybe. I don't know. Literally any timeline is possible on this.
Any timeline is possible here. A crazy watch. McBee, really McDynasty, McQuestions. We will never get the McAnswers.
We won't. I know that was a very long recap of it, but honestly, totally
It needed it.
Well, if that doesn't make you want to watch that show, I really don't know what will.
You gotta.
Yes, did we tell you almost everything that happened in the show? Yes. Is it still worth watching it? Obviously.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. It is. We didn't touch on everything. There's quite a lot that happens. It's a good watch.
And we didn't hit literally every piece, but we hit the main highlights, and it's just mm-hmm. it's just an enjoyable watch. So you should definitely jump in with us and watch you and should. Comment and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
That's going to do it, boys and girls. This was a little bit longer than we thought we were going to have here, but you know what? When you're doing McBee Dynasty or hold on.
You got it.
McBee Dynasty McQuestions.
No, McBee McDynasty McQuestions.
McBee McDynasty McQuestions. Honestly, I'm confused how they didn't start a McDonald's franchise instead of a car wash franchise.
I'm sure it's in their bill of businesses that they have. I'm sure it exists.
I would like just a breakdown of all the businesses that they have.
Yes.
You know, they got the protein sticks.
I need to get on the Reddit page. I'm sure there's a Reddit page for this. I'll dive in and let you guys know next episode if there's anything good in there.
Oh, that would be great. One of my favorite things was it said, like, one of the wide shots said, like, there was, like, a big, like, a building that's not a building, barn mm-hmm. situation, metal barn. It said McBee Aviation. And I'm like, so that's where they just parked the helicopter?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. There was also a personal favorite part of the whole season was there was a point where Galina was talking to camera and a fly is just crawling on her face and she does not acknowledge it. At all.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. That exists.
Oh, I had God. To rewind. See? That's why you got to watch, boys and girls.
Good stuff.
That's going to do it. That's going to do it. If you're listening to this, happy Mother's Day. It's going to be Mother's Day time. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom LaFrank. Happy Mother's Day,
happy
Mom
Mother's
Mix.
Mom LaFrank and Mama Mix.
Mama
we
Mix.
Love moms.
Mama Mix, who's definitely listening to the show.
I hope not.
She listens. Definitely does not listen, but she listens. And
supported.
Happy birthday, Mother's Day to all the mama hotties out there. We appreciate
yes,
you guys.
You're all hot and we love you.
God damn, you're all hot. It's ridiculous.
It's
just unbelievable.
Insane.
All right. Bye.
Bye.